Welcome to your five for the day. The greatest event in the history of time is the birth of Christ, because when God sent his Son to be the Saviour of the world, what he was actually doing was giving us everything he had, giving us his all. So that we can have all, we need to be guaranteed forgiveness of sins, eternal security, and the peace and joy which comes from being cleansed by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus. The question today is, have you got it all? Many years ago in the United States of America, there was a very wealthy man who shared a passion for art collecting with his son. They had priceless works by Picasso and Van Gogh adorning the walls of their family estate. As winter approached, war engulfed the nation, and the young man left to serve his country. After only a few short weeks, his father received a telegram. His son had died in action. Distraught and lonely, the old man faced the upcoming Christmas holidays with anguish and sadness. The joy of the season had vanished with the death of his son. On Christmas morning, a knock on the door awakened the depressed old man. As he walked to the door, the masterpieces of art on the walls only reminded him that his son was not coming home. As he opened the door, he was greeted by a soldier with a very large package in his hands. "I was a friend of your son," he said. "I was the one he was rescuing when he died. May I come in for a few moments? I have something to show you." The soldier mentioned that he was an artist and then gave the old man the large package. The wrapping paper gave way to reveal a portrait of the man's son. Though the world would never consider it the work of a genius, the painting featured the young man's face in striking detail. Overcome with emotion, the man hung the portrait over the fireplace, pushing aside millions of dollars worth of art. His task completed, the old man sat in his chair and spent Christmas gazing at the gift he had been given. The painting of his son soon became his most prized possession, far eclipsing any interest in the pieces of art for which museums around the world clamoured. Following spring, the old man died. The art world waited with anticipation for the upcoming auction. According to the will of the old man, all the artworks would be auctioned on Christmas Day, the day he had received the greatest gift. The day soon arrived, and art collectors from around the world gathered to bid on some of the world's most spectacular paintings. Dreams would be fulfilled that day. The auction began with a painting that was not on anyone's museum list. It was the painting of the man's son. The auctioneer asked for an opening bid, but the room was silent. Who'll open the bid in with $100? No one spoke. Finally, someone said, "Who cares about that painting? It's just a picture of his son. Let's move on to the good stuff." The auctioneer responded, "No. We have to sell this one first. Now, who will take the son?" Finally, a neighbour of the old man offered $10. "That's all I have. I knew the boy, so I'd like to have it." The auctioneer said, "Going once, going twice, gone." The gavel fell. Cheers filled the room, and someone explained, "Now we can bid on the real treasures." The auctioneer looked at the room filled with people and announced that the auction was over. Everyone was stunned. Someone spoke up and said, "What do you mean it's over? We didn't come here for a painting of someone's son. There are millions of dollars worth of art here. What's going on?" The auctioneer replied, "It's very simple. According to the will of the father, whoever takes the son gets it all." Puts things in perspective, doesn't it? The message is the same this Christmas. Because of God the Father's love, whoever takes the Son gets it all. Will you take God's only begotten Son as your Lord and Saviour and have it all this Christmas? May God bless you this Christmas, as you've never been blessed before.